Now, let's get into gardening with Sue McDougall. We've got some lines free, so this is a good opportunity for you to ring up with your queries and questions, and we're going to start with Ryan in Kareen. G'day, Ryan.
G'day, Carl. Hi, Sue. How are
you? Hello. Really well, thanks.
Well, I'll pick up.
Lovely wet cold.
Oh,
day.
Sounds good. Oh, good to have this rain. I can't believe, I can't remember September being this cold this late.
I can't remember this year being this cold.
You're getting soft, right?
No, it was like this last year. Because I even recall myself saying this to you. I reckon the seasons have moved
along.
Back. Because I think I was in the crossover in Saturday morning, it was.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm sure winter's moved.
I think it has. But we had warmer days. We had warmer, like today, looking at the temperature next week, is still under 20. So we've had 2 days over 20, which is amazing. So winter has moved along.
It depends on the cloud cover, Sue, because if we get cloud cover, like today and that, it'll cut it down by a couple of degrees.
Yep.
No trouble at all.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sue, what I've got for you, this is my daughter-in-law.
Yep.
She's got a white mulberry tree, and she wants to know when to prune it and how much should she take off, and also at fertilising.
White mulberries, Ryan, are awesome. The flavour of them is divine.
Well, this one's only about... I suppose a metre and a half high. It's just a young one. It's been in for probably 18 months or something.
Yeah, and they're actually a beautiful, neat tree. So they're not a tree that you actually have to worry about getting out of control by any means. So it's not like the Hicks Fancy Mulberry that spreads everywhere. It's a beautiful, small tree. Mm. Now, it's only pruned to shape. Now, sometimes if it's a weeping mulberry, they are grafted onto what they call a white mulberry, but it's not the fruiting one. The fruiting one that she will have is a king mulberry. A chartreuse mulberry.
That's
and
right,
they
are
awesome, just the best fruit, because they fruit, well, she will find if she has a look at the tree and as it's shooting away, the fruit's already there, it's flowering and it's already there. Getting it to ripen is much slower at this time of the year, but usually by the end of October is ripe and it's just beautiful. She can prune it to shape after it's finished fruiting, and often if we have a very mild summer, they will be still hanging on the tree, some very close to Christmas, but if it's hot, dry wind, forget it, they drop off very easily.
So just a light prune.
No, very light prune to shape. It will not get out of control. Yeah, it won't get out of control. It's only a 4 metre high tree.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. The fruit, the best tree if you've got kids, because they don't stain. The fruit is super sweet. And the best thing about it, the birds don't like it because they don't see them. So they don't get into them.
Oh, that's good. How about fertilisation?
It's only complete fertiliser for fruit trees, and so the more feed you get it, the better it grows, of course. But an organic-based fertiliser for fruit trees, and you put it on the beginning of every season. Beginning of spring, summer and autumn, right?
All right, so organic-based fertiliser.
For fruit trees,
Can you suggest anything?
Oh, there's lots of brands. There's different ones. The Yates do one.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure. Rich Grow will do one, I should say. AmGrow will do one.
All right.
Any of those, yeah.
And also, what about slow release?
Controlled release, you won't have to worry about that. You can for fruit trees if you want to, but don't put it on top of.
No, all right.
You could do it instead of.
All right. Thank you very much, both. Have a great day.
Yeah,
good on you too, Ryan. Now, yesterday we were talking about lemons and lemon trees, and they were loaded. And the gentleman that rang yesterday was speaking about the lemons that were just falling on the ground, but he didn't have access to the lemons because they were behind a fence. And so he was feeling sorry for all these lemons, and he loved lemons, and he puts lemons on everything. He puts lemons on his salad. Well, Carlo was listening. He says WA produce lemons are $3.99 per kilo at Caligaros in South Frio. It was formerly IGA Express down there. So maybe that is some information that people can utilise. Otherwise, if you do have one of those lemon trees that is loaded and you are finding yourself with too many lemons, what do you do?
Just put it on the side of the road and say, come and get some fruit.
And what do you think about people walking past your lemon tree and just nicking it off?
I would not care.
You know,
I wouldn't care about that because they fruit so much.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is there was a project in Melbourne that you're planting lemon trees along the street. So it was a tree verge planting project. So you plant lemon trees and anyone can come and help themselves. So if you could share the lemon, share the love.
Right.
Share the love, lemons. But look, you make lemons so many things you can do with them.
Yeah.
They're just awesome.
Yeah, you can. Now we've got plenty of calls. Clem's next in Wilson. G'day, Clem.
Yeah, g'day, Carl. How are you, matey?
Good.
Hello, Sue.
Hi,
Sue, I've rung you before about this particular, it's not a problem, I don't suppose, but.
A function.
I think I've got one. But we've got a massive, big staghorn on a board under our pergola, and it must weigh 200 or 300 kilos, and It's about a metre and a half around, huge. There must be 12. There must be 12 or more little, you know, fronds and or what would you call them? Staghorn, baby staghorns growing out all over the place.
Yeah.
But it's such a big, heavy damn thing, and it looks like it's likely to fall off the board that your husband put it on.
How long ago was that, Clem? That was forever ago.
Eh?
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was a long time ago, yeah.
He came
to our house, and we had a huge big board at the time because it was quite large at the time when he did it, but it's twice the size now or three times.
You look after it too well.
Yeah, but I do want to know whether or not it's... Can you tell me who specialises in these particular plants? Because I might need to get somebody out to... either thin it down or separate it or do something with it.
So and it probably is a, I'd say it's an alcorn, Clem, and alcorn's one that you can split up no problem at all. So if you find two things, you need a grower or a nursery that does a lot of their own growing because they could split it up and you could cut it up because it's all the build-up of matter that's coming behind it that is the problem.
Yes.
So after a very long time, and it could be 20 or 30 years, and so you can cut that out. But splitting it up, you need to find a local garden centre, local nursery that might be happy to take it, split it up, grow it, and then give you half the plant back. And so there's a fair share, fair swap, that you can take half of it and they can take half of it or something like that. So maybe if someone wants to give us a ring, knows of anyone, you'll find as a big plant, they're just so difficult to, if it weighs that much, they're just so difficult to deal with, and you will be pinning it back. So you'll be putting ties around it, straps around it so it doesn't
fall. I've had to put a couple of hockey straps around to hold it on the board.
Yeah. But you'll need one of those tie downs, load tie downs in a way, which you can. I mean, you can do all that. There's no problem at all to tie it back and eventually it will grow over. So there's lots of things that you could do like that. If I'd be seriously worried about if you're that falling on someone's head, really, is what you're thinking about.
I mean, basically all we do is water it. I don't know if there's any fertilizers that it needs, is there?
You don't want it to grow anymore. I think you're doing the right thing by the sounds of it. So if someone can ring in, wants to help Clem out with a alcorn and maybe take a few bits off it, that might be the go. Clem, give us a ring.
I think there's a bit of a specialty situation of trying to separate it, isn't there?
Not really, no. If you've got strong muscles, you're right, because you just need a really good pruning saw, basically. That's all you need to get those growth shields out. So when you're trying to cut it out, deciding where to cut it is always an issue. But once you've cut those shields, then you just cut the back flat and you end up with a plant that might be 6 or 7 centimetres thick, and then you mount that onto the board. Clem, that might be your superannuation. You'll be able to do some yourself and grow them on.
I know it'd be worth a lot of money if someone wanted to, you know,
supply and demand. Supply and demand. If someone wants it, it's worth something. If nobody wants it, it's not worth anything.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Go on, you Clem. Thanks for your call. It's 16 after 2. Now you can jump into the queue. Next, 922-1882, Sue McDougall in the studio to take any of your gardening queries, questions, suggestions. You might have some answers for Clem. 922-1882. I know that we've got some photos sent into us. I'll tell you a little bit about how you can get involved in that. If you haven't called the radio station before, I'd love to hear from people like you, or listeners, long-time listeners, first-time callers. I love hearing that. 16 after 2.
Get your sports news first on Sports Today.
I reckon things are hotting up, Brad. Things are hotting up with Drew Petrie. I think it's getting really strong that he's going to come to West Coast.
That's stupid.
Sports Today, tonight from 6 on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Will Schofield here from the West Coast Eagles. On behalf of everybody at the club, I'd like to thank our fans for their incredible support during our 30th year. It's been an exciting season and we wouldn't have made it this far without you. We can't wait to see you out in force in 2017. To keep up with all the Eagles action over the summer, be sure to check out our website at www.westcoasteagles.com.au.
The key to a beautiful garden is having the time and energy to look after it. But that can be difficult with work commitments, not to mention running a household. Luckily, the team at Weeding Women are here to ease your to-do list. From pruning and weeding to planting and mulching, the ladies at Weeding Women care for your garden like it's their own. The regular maintenance service is the answer if you want a clean and tidy garden the whole family can enjoy. Visit weedingwomen.com.au.
ABC Blinds sale into summer is on now. 40% off panel blinds, 30% off roller, Roman and timber blinds, and heaps more in store. Entertaining style this summer.
What you really need is a four-door standard.
You can't go wrong with a four-wheel drive.
With a heated leather seat.
Go for the car with the biggest cup holders.
When it comes to cars, every man and his dog thinks they're an expert. But one thing people on the know can all agree, it's hard to top the Hyundai Veloster. It's a sports car that stands out from the crowd. And you can get the cutting-edge Hyundai Veloster from just $27,990 drive away with a free auto upgrade. Talk to your Hyundai dealer today.
Everybody loves Joe. He owns the local bottler.
G'day, Joe. Hey, g'day, mate.
He's what you call a genuine local. He's always happy to help and will always give you a real deal. The Bottle-O. Real locals, real value.
If you want a healthy garden, then you need to use the right mulch. Triple C Mulch blends corn, chicken manure and canola, all grown here in WA, to produce a high-quality mulch that will improve soil biology, nutrient delivery and moisture retention. It's convenient and packed tight. Ask for Triple C Mulch by name at your local garden centre, hardware store or go online to desatco.com. That's DSATCO. And make your garden grow.
Be rewarded with Harvey Norman Cool Cash. Simply purchase a selected inverter split system air conditioner from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, Panasonic or Kelvinator and get a bonus FPOS gift card valued at up to $200. What a deal! Beat the heat and organise installation before summer. Just ask in store. Get a great deal on your new air conditioner and bonus FPOS gift card up to $200 value. Hurry, limited time offer. Conditions apply. Installation not available in all areas. Beat the heat at Harvey Norman with Cool Cash.
Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening.
For Dickie's Trees. Got a tree that's being tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie. And Mirko Brothers. Trust the experts and grow like a pro with Mirko Brothers.
Now, Beck has sent in a photo of her. See, this is why you need Sue. A Wisteria sinensis.
That's it, done. You see
right?
It. Yep.
So, a Wisteria sinensis. It's now been posted on our Twitter, which is at 6PR, and Facebook. So, if you want to go and see the picture on social media, but you can send in a photo of your garden if you're proud of it. It's looking really good. It's spring. It should be flowering. It should look all lovely and feature it on our social media pages. Then please, by all means, send it in to us here at 8826PR. Afternoons at 6PR.com.au is where you'll find Sue and I. If you've got a question, you can do it that way, or you can go to the phone right now because surprisingly, we've got a number of lines free. Kevin Oakford. G'day, Kev.
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah. G'day, Carl. So, quick question for you, mate. I am over tomatoes not tasting like tomatoes anymore.
I know. I'm fine with you.
Put sugar on them.
Get on you, Carl.
You know,
I hope you enjoyed your dinner last night, Carl.
I was joking, by the way.
Anyway, getting back to what I was about to ask. I heard on the ABC one night many years ago, there was 385 different varieties of tomatoes.
Yeah, there is. You're right.
Now, what happened to the days when we used to, what sort of tomatoes were they? Did we buy that were nice, firm, sweet, and you could, like, cut them up and put them on toast for breakfast or...
No. And you know what they were?
What were they?
The yeah, Roma, they were
the
grossly...
The Roma tomato still is good for that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the Roma tends to sometimes be... Yeah, it tends to be a little bit dry sometimes, but that's what it is like because it's a cooking tomato. The tomato, the one that you would have probably big, grows as big tomatoes, one slice on a piece of toast, really quite juicy and fleshy at the same time, Kevin, was probably Groslissi, which has been around for 100 years. Fruits really well. You can get some big fruit, potential for big fruit, but also...
What's it called again?
Groslissi, G-R-O-S-S-E, L-I-S-S-E. Now, Now, the thing with
I'm going to grow some, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the thing, you don't put... They are foolproof. Even Bob Mormel grew them.
Anyone can grow tomatoes.
Exactly. So. Yeah, exactly. Even you. Yeah,
even
we can.
I.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You can. So
that's saying a lot.
Yeah, it is, Kev.
Especially for Bobby Mormel.
Yeah, well, see, Bob got into growing tomatoes first time. Gross Lissy is what he got stuck into growing. Loved it. You find that they are big tomatoes. The trick with them is let them ripen on the vine. But also don't put them in the fridge at all. That's the thing. And that's why if you buy tomatoes, don't put them in the fridge because they go yuck. Don't store them in the fridge at all. Store them in the pantry and you'll find they really develop the flavour. Unfortunately, they have already been in cool storage. That's the problem. So
you find yourself.
Yeah, not if you grow them themselves.
Because
exactly, yeah.
There was one on a mine site that I caretaked years and years ago.
Yep.
And it had grown out of the veggie garden they had, and that was covered in shade. And we're talking about up in 50-odd degrees here. Now, this thing, the vine itself, or the trunk, had gone up, out, and it was growing on the roof.
Wow.
And,
wow.
I mean, it went up, like, 2 metres, over 2 metres.
Awesome.
And the tomatoes on that were just absolutely to die for.
Because they had the heat... They obviously had whatever water thrown at it, so it probably had drainage runoff or a tap running all the time or something. So it had, and also really good soil minerals in the soil. I mean, if that soil up there stays wet, it can grow anything really. So tomatoes, Gross Lissy is what you want, and also I'd put in some Sweet Bite tomatoes as well because they're the little cherry ones. But growing them yourself, they are absolutely gorgeous, and they will keep fruiting for ages, and also give you some early fruit while you're waiting for the Gross Lissy to fruit. So if you plant Gross Lissy now, it probably won't be ready by Christmas, but you should be able to get some Sweet Bites ready by Christmas.
Bit of butter, Kev.
Oh, beautiful.
Bit of butter, nice thin tomato with a bit of pepper and salt.
On white bread.
Oh, that's it. You're onto it.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Kevin, we need a review because I think if you can grow tomato, you'll get just so inspired.
I'm hungry. Thanks, Kev. Val in Naranda. Hello, Val.
Oh, hi. How are we going?
Good.
Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Look, I've got a ponytail.
Yeah.
And it's got a flower thing on the top.
Yeah.
And that's died off, but the rest of the tree seems to be dying up towards it.
Yep.
Someone said I can cut it off.
You
can
certainly
I?
Can, yeah. So what will happen is that the flower will die back, definitely. Mm-hmm. So when that dies back, yeah, the older fronds will be starting to die back just for lots of reasons, mostly the cold at this time of the year.
Right.
So you'll find if you just chop it off, that main stem off, wherever there's been a leaf, so all the way along the stem, there's potential for it to shoot. So you end up with these gazillions of shoots everywhere.
Lovely.
And when I say gazillions, it will be a lot. You end up with a lot of shoots. And then also you've got potential for it to shoot around the base crown as well, and you can gouge that out. So you can gouge that those little shoots out, dry them out, and then plant them, and then you end up with some little babies growing.
Oh,
or just knock them off, up to you if you want to knock them off. They never develop that beautiful bowl as much as what they do if they're grown from seed, but always the seed head or the flower stalk will stop the main stem growing, and then that encourages it to branch out. That's how you end up with a really big branching plant.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, my mango tree has got about 50 flowers on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do I feed it now? Anything or not?
Yeah, just a complete slow-release fertiliser, or fruit tree fertiliser that's got an organic base. If you feed it now, just a little bit, not too much, because you don't want it to drop the flowers or the fruit, and you might find it will set 20 fruit. By the time you get to it fruiting in March, you might have 2 fruit.
You know what? it'll be worth it, because I walked into my local supermarket this morning at 7:15 and they were $9.99 each.
And you know where they're coming from? Catherine. It's the first lot that have come through.
$9.99
each. I know. I wouldn't buy them for that.
It's like gold.
Never. I'd never buy them for that. I don't think a mango's worth that. But remember when bananas were $19 a kilogram?
Yeah.
Would you buy that for that?
Yeah, no. I would.
Well.
I like bananas.
Yeah, I do too. Carnarvon bananas. Forget the Queensland bananas.
It's part of
our
culture. It's a redhead's food, bananas.
So do we. Same with us.
Yeah.
Dried bananas.
But anyway, Val, I do hope that you've got heaps of mangoes, and I do hope that if you do have heaps of mangoes, you will share.
When Val's mangoes are when Val's mangoes are ripe, Carl's, they're 50 cents each.
Right.
That's what happens.
Yes. Good. Well, I'm grateful. Good luck, Val. Joan is in Leeming. She joins us. G'day, Joan.
Hi, Joan.
Hi, Sue. Look, I've got a passion fruit vine. It's yellow. The passion fruit are yellow.
Yeah.
They're tasteless.
Yeah.
It's all dying, but there's quite a few passion fruit on it.
How big are the fruit?
Quite big, normal size.
Tasteless as in really tart?
No, no flavour? Yeah, no flavour, no sweetness at all.
Any but tart?
Yes.
Yeah, tangy, really tangy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thick skin, lots and lots of pulp in there.
Yeah, there are. Okay. Yeah.
So there's two Panama passion fruits. One is Panama Gold, one is Panama Red. I suspect you've got Panama Gold, of course, by the sounds of it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So only it's the Panama variety. Now, if you leave them for 3 or 4 weeks in a bowl, they will develop a certain amount of sugar. But at this time of the year, they don't develop high sugar content because they're trying to fruit through winter when it's cold. They really need the warmth to develop flavour. So they can be really tart. If you cook with them, they're really good. You can make passion fruit curd. They're actually really good for that because you substitute the sugar, of course. But the problem with them through winter is they are very prone to fruiting during winter because they don't flower until autumn. They set their fruit and then they've got this long fruiting time and that's through winter. You have to decide whether you really want the passion fruit, and you can try trimming the tree back at this time of the year to get it to flower early, or it might be just the way it is with your plant.
It looks like it's dying.
Yeah, see, they don't last very long. They are susceptible to nematodes, and nematodes will cause dieback. So it might be actually worth trimming it back and feeding it, really pushing along and feeding it and getting it growth, put some new growth on and see if that makes it recover. Otherwise, it might be. How old is it, Joan?
Probably about 5 years.
Yeah, they say you get between 7 and 9 years between about that. So sort of what you should expect from passion fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks very much.
You're welcome. No problem.
Okay.
Good on you, Joan. Now, the afternoon is very quickly coming to a close, and Sue McDougall, who is an absolute expert on everything when it comes to gardening, she is very popular and very knowledgeable, so if you want to pick her brains, you need to get on the phone now, 922-11882. We'll do Joe from East Fremantle just prior to taking some commitments. We've got to get to Main Roads. We've got to get to Bayliew Stockbroking, find out how the markets went today. Adam Shan will be in with a drive preview, but if you want to fit in between, then get on the line. G'day, Joe.
Hello, Carl. Hi, Sue. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. Good, thanks.
Good.
I've got a question regarding columnar apple trees.
Yeah.
I've got a fence line with a narrow garden bed, and I wanted to put a screening tree there. And I thought, well, why not make it a tree that we can actually do something with?
Yep.
I've come across a couple of varieties and types.
Yep.
There's one like the called the ballerina.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know much about that? And can you tell me if it grows well here?
They do grow. The problem with apple trees where you are in East... Is it for East Fremantle property, Joe?
Yeah, it is in East Fremantle, yep.
Being a little bit warmer, you don't get those chilling hours getting it to fruit. I've got columnar apple trees in my place, which I planted a very long time ago, and they're slow growing, basically. They're very slow growing. So I would be thinking doing it the other way if you want to get some size on it. And we're not talking about chilling hours. Apple trees need a certain number of hours to set fruit under 5 degrees. If you in East Fremantle being that warm between the ocean and very protected, you'll find that it is much warmer being next to the coast and you don't get very many chilling hours. The other thing that I'd be definitely doing is looking at espalier. So that's easy to do. Have you seen that?
It's on a trellis, right?
Yeah, that's right. So all you need is some posts and some stainless steel wire and tie that back, and then you can grow virtually whatever you want. Stainless steel wire is relatively cheap to get, and then you use the shackles and the things that you use for the decking, and you can make it look awesome, look really neat and gorgeous, and the stainless steel wire tightened and tensioned, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Then you get the screen, and then you can plant citrus, you can do any any other fruit trees. You could do avocado tree quite easily, spelia avocado tree. You could espalier the mango, not so easy. The branch is a bit trickier to move around, but definitely citrus, Joe, and you'll get fruit at the same time.
That's a fantastic idea, because the garden bed next to the fence is only about 500 wide.
Yeah, ideal.
600 wide, so that'd be
And then otherwise wasting your time with apples. When I say wasting your time, mine are 15 years old. They're 3 metres high, and in the hills even I hardly get any fruit. Okay. So
now, what about the aspect? So the fence runs west to east, and the trees will be on the south side.
As long as they are going to get some sun, that's the important thing.
They will get sun. They will get morning sun.
At least 6 hours of sun. Awesome.
Okay, great. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
so
enjoy.
I'm glad I called.
Yeah, thanks. You're welcome. Cheers.
Good on you, Joe. Now we'll get back to the calls after this, and you've got about 20 minutes to get involved in the program. It is 25 to 3.